You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. And finally, last week, the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force released a report by Major General Paul Brereton alleging that 19 Australian Special Forces soldiers were involved in incidents of unlawful killings that resulted in the deaths of 39 people. The report is the result of a 4.5-year inquiry and found a warrior culture was propagated within the regiment, in which some troops were not well mentored but rather left to sink or swim. It also found a culture of secrecy, of which one's loyalty to squad mates, immediate superiors and the unit are regarded as paramount. Journalist Nikki Hager co-authored the book Hit and Run, which reviewed the details of Operation Burnham and led to an official inquiry into the New Zealand SAS-led operation. I spoke to him earlier today and I first asked if he was surprised by the Brereton Report's findings.
There have been years of rumours and then news stories about really sort of hard to believe and disgusting things that were done by the Australian Special Air Service. So no, by the time this report arrived, it was not surprising the kind of things they were revealing. But what is surprising, what is really, especially from a New Zealand perspective, amazing about it, is that this report was not forced on the Australian Defence Force. This report was initiated, encouraged and pushed along from the beginning by the Australian Defence Force about itself. In other words, they didn't try to hide from it. They've actually faced up to the issues and exposed them themselves, which is a pretty amazing thing compared to how New Zealand Defence Force has gone.
Yeah, considering how the Defence Force reacted when your book Hit and Run onto Operation Burnham came out, there are very strong resistance from the Defence Force on an inquiry. But depending what you saw from the Brereton report, do you think there should be an inquiry by the government on the entire New Zealand operation in Afghanistan?
Yes, I do. I have to say, the Australian revelations are really distressing and awful, and I hope that the New Zealand SAS weren't as bad. I mean, I just hope that for our kind of soul of our country. But actually, I've been hearing rumours and pieces of story in New Zealand about what New Zealanders did in Afghanistan for years as well. When I've written about them, they have consistently been denied and ignored. Nothing has been done by the Defence Force when I do raise things or other people raise things. So yes, I'm afraid so. What we see in Australia is that they've done exactly what you would hope a military and authorities would do. They've tried to bring it all out. They haven't minimised it. They haven't tried to hide all but the bits they couldn't get away with. They've really tried to lance the boil and get to the heart of it. And that's what we need to do in New Zealand as well. We need to say we went into an incoherent and very brutal war without a very clear idea of why New Zealand was even part of it. Our forces got caught up in things which most New Zealanders would not approve of at all if they understood what we had been doing there. And the best way to deal with that is not to bury it, not to leave people with PTSD kind of feeling guilty and bad for the rest of their lives about what happened, but to get into it, sort it out, deal with the wrong stuff and make it less likely to happen again.
If the government had an inquiry on the New Zealand operations in Afghanistan, do you expect they will find something that is similar to the Australian report?
I don't actually know. What I would say is, are there instances where the New Zealanders were using improper force and doing things which afterwards they felt really guilty about? Yes, I'm sure that's true. Whether it was quite as gross as the Australian ones, like, you know, initiation rituals of killing innocent people kind of things, I hope not. But there's enough bad stuff, like I am sure definitely bad stuff, sitting there, covered up, hidden, dodged up until now, that it would be good for the military and good for the country and probably good for everyone concerned to actually get it out there and face up to it and be able to do whatever can be done to fix it.
Right. And the Australian report found there is a sort of warrior culture and cover-up in the Australian SAS, and you told Radio New Zealand earlier last week that you think there is a similar culture as well. Do you think that needs to be changed?
Oh, yes, very much so. Where the problem starts with these kind of brutal and unaccountable things is that the SAS people get it into their heads that no one will ever find out. And it's kind of a proud culture of what happens on patrol stays on patrol. You know, we will be loyal to each other even when we know something is wrong. In other words, dirty secrets can remain dirty secrets. And that's not the way the military and the government publicly funded activities are supposed to work. But the more that the people believe that no one will ever know, like in all areas of life, the more likely they are to do things that otherwise they would never do, and never if they thought that people would find out. So yes, so you can uncover the bad things to expose them, to show that New Zealanders think that they're wrong, to kind of criticise them so that they are less likely to happen. But that the heart of it, the thing which the Australians have identified and what we need most of all here, is to not allow a section of our military to be more secret and less accountable than the rest, and that's the Special Air Service, the SAS. It needs to be changed that they can't just live in this separated off zone out in Papakura, top secret, we're so secret no one can know, because secrecy, alas, especially in a dirty war like the Afghanistan one, always is the key ingredient and things going wrong that the public wouldn't support.
The Australian Defence Force, they have their own Inspector General, but in New Zealand, does the Defence Force have a similar organisation as well?
No. New Zealand Defence Force, until now, has had this stitch-up where there was no independent investigation possible within it. Everything was happening within this chain of command with the Chief of Defence Force on top of it all, which means if the Chief of Defence Force wanted to keep something secret like they did with Operation Burnham, that was what happened. In fact, maybe the greatest achievement of the long and hard inquiry we've just been through with Operation Burnham is that it seems that what's been promised as a result of that is that there will now be an independent Inspector General of the New Zealand Defence Force. That's what came out of the Operation Burnham review, and maybe that will make it less likely to be able to remain secret in the future. So we didn't have one, and now we have one. That's a good step forward in openness. It means that if something goes wrong and someone knows about it, or if a member of the forces thinks that something's gone wrong and lays a complaint, there's a more independent place to investigate it. However, that doesn't fix the thing we've already talked about, which is that within the SAS, as I say, in their camp, shut away, you know, all keeping quiet together in Papakura, there still needs to be an opening up of the SAS so that the Inspector General would ever hear about it, that there would ever be the beginning of an investigation. We need to make the SAS different and less secret.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.